Microsoft is to lay off 4% of its workforce to make up for the huge costs of its AI developments. The company's capital expenditure is expected to reach $80 billion in 2025. Meanwhile, X announced that it will use large language models to write fact-checking explanations for contentious posts. For X, current fact-checking lacks trust by large sections of the public. The Center for Countering Digital Hate analyzed several hundred X posts in the run-up to the 2024 presidential election and found that accurate fact-checking explanations were not displayed in three-quarters of cases. Misleading posts received more than 2 billion views. On the ecological front, the company Redwood Materials is building microgrids that power AI data centers by repurposing used batteries from electronic vehicles, EVs. The company says that the EV batteries they receive generally have more than 50% of their capacity, and supply is high with more than 100,000 EVs being taken off the road this year in the U.S. Meanwhile, Google's Scope 3 emissions, linked to indirect activities like building data center infrastructures, were 1.5 million metric tons of CO2 equivalent gases in 2024, a yearly rise of 11%, and an increase of 51% since 2019. However, the company had positive news: a further 2.5 gigawatts of clean energy was used in 2024, and the company has now eliminated the totality of its plastic packaging. Also, the company has expressed the hope for AI to be net positive potential on climate, if the energy reductions that AI can calculate in the long run surpasses the energy consumed to operate the AI. TechCrunch reports on a startup whose goal is to help start hundreds of thousands of new businesses by using AI agents that help with tasks ranging from product design to making efficient use of social media algorithms for market reach. The founders want to figure out how you make a million companies that do $1 million in annual revenue, which for them becomes a $1 trillion turnover business. Meanwhile, an MIT Technology Review article looks at the emerging trend of AI trip sitters, where chatbots play the role of a sober person who monitors the safety of a person consuming psychedelic substances. Consumers mentioned availability and lack of judgment as key benefits of chatbots. The Linux Foundation announced the creation of the Agent 2 Agent project with partners who include Cisco, SAP, ServiceNow, Google, Microsoft, Amazon Web Services, and Salesforce. The goal of the project is to develop an open and interoperable ecosystem that allow agents to discover each other's capabilities, securely exchange information, and coordinate complex tasks. A VentureBeat article looks at lessons learned from successful AI projects in Fortune 500 companies. One key lesson is that organizations should prioritize platforms over AI solutions. A single corporate platform is used for all departmental AI initiatives, overseen by a corporate-wide governance policy which includes precise ROI metrics and project kill criteria. In cybersecurity news, a bug in an Android spyware app called CatWatchful led to the exposure of thousands of customer personal data. Marketed as a child monitoring app, its clients are people who engage in non-consensual surveillance of their romantic partners. Apps like CatWatchful have been termed stalkerware or spouseware for this reason. The CatWatchful data leak exposed data for 62,000 customers and phone data from 26,000 victims.